Good morning, lads. How are you, Jerry and Owen?
You start the day with a good energy.
Good morning, Jerry and Owen. How are we doing, lads?
Yeah, good.
Good morning, Jerry, Colm, Owen. I'm admiring your back.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball.
Hello and welcome to Monday's Rugby Daily. My name is Cathal Mullany. On the way, we'll hear from Ronan O'Gara on Leinster's defeat to Toulouse in Saturday's Investec Champions Cup final. But first, let's bring you news of a big name being included in the Ireland Men's Sevens squad for this weekend's HSBC Sevens Grand Final in Madrid. Hugo Keenan has been drafted into the Ireland squad by head coach James Topping. The Leinster and Ireland fullback has 12 Sevens caps to his name, but the last of them came 5 years ago. His inclusion means he's likely to miss at least part of Leinster's United Rugby Championship run-in, and he could miss Ireland's tour to South Africa as well if he remains in contention for a place in the Sevens squad for the Olympics in Paris later this summer. There's also a place in the squad this week for Connacht winger Andrew Smith, who excelled for Ireland in last year's Sevens series. Harry McNulty is set to captain Ireland once again, while Terry Kennedy will look to add to the 31 tries he's already scored in this series. The women's team will also be in action in Madrid, and they welcome back several players to their squad, including Baveen Parsons and Aveen Riley, while Anna McGann returns from a long-term knee injury to take her place in the squad. There's also a first call-up for Katie Corrigan, but there's no place for Vicky Wall, the two-time All-Ireland winning Gaelic footballer with Meath, who has been involved with the Sevens programme. The women's team will compete in Pool B at the tournament alongside Australia, France and Fiji, while the men's squad are also in Pool B with Fiji, South Africa and New Zealand. Next, let's bring you some reaction to Leinster's agonising defeat in the Investec Champions Cup final last weekend. Leo Cullen's side lost out to Toulouse by 31 points to 22 after extra time in the final at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium in North London. The defeat is the third final loss for Leinster in a row in the competition, having lost on the last two occasions to Ronan O'Gara's La Rochelle. The former Ireland out half was on Off the Ball yesterday with Joe Malloy and offered this assessment when asked if Leinster can bounce back from another final defeat.
You have to have absolute huge admiration for getting the three finals.
Yeah.
The weak people would be kind of gone while they're bottled it and they can't get over the line. I wouldn't be of that view. I think they're the most consistent team. That's for certain. But they also have, I would say, the most consistent resources in the fact that so many of them play for Ireland, Joe, and there's such cohesion in that team that there is a right to ask the question, why aren't they getting over the line? They are now adding Jordy Barrett and Orgy Simon, two world-class players, which will make them even harder to beat. I would be a firm believer in that if you keep knocking at the door, keep knocking at the door and keep your values right and keep showing up, you'll kick the door down. And I think this team is very close to it. But there is also a fear that a man or a woman can only take so much. I would be very, very low today if I was involved in that group who had gone to three finals, because losing in finals is 10 times the hurt of losing in a quarter or a semi, because you're all in.
Mm.
But you multiply that season by season, it's beyond thinkable.
Okay.
And I suppose I leave it with the image of looking at Leo, you know, because he invests his soul into that team. You, as I said before the game, I would have liked to have seen them lift the trophy to see the smile on his face.
And that's Ronan O'Gara speaking on Off the Ball on Sunday, reflecting on Leinster's loss to Toulouse in the Investec Champions Cup final on Saturday. Here at home, Munster have confirmed contract extensions for three players. Stephen Archer, Dave Kilcoyne and Calvin Nash have all put pen to paper on new deals. Archer is the province's record appearance holder and he signed a six-month extension that'll keep him at the province until the end of January 2025. Kilcoyne has signed a one-year extension that'll keep him at Munster until the end of next season, and Nash has signed a one-year extension to keep him at Munster until at least 2026. Connacht head coach Pete Wilkins says Mac Hansen will miss their meeting with Leinster in the United Rugby Championship this Friday night. The Irish international has been out of action since dislocating his shoulder in the New Year's Day meeting with Munster. Wilkins says it still remains unclear when Hansen will be able to return to action, meaning he remains a doubt for Ireland's tour to South Africa this summer. And Ulster have signed Irish qualified out-half Aidan Morgan from the Hurricanes on a two-year deal. The 22-year-old former New Zealand under-20s international has played 23 times for the Super Rugby side over the last three seasons. Morgan's grandfather was born in Belfast, making him eligible to play for Ireland at international level. So that's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget you can subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed for more. We're back with more Rugby Daily for you again tomorrow. But until then, thanks for listening.